Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Larson. Thanks for agreeing to review the budget report that I prepared. I wanted to make sure that I did it correctly since it's my first time.
Yes, Jason, it looked very good overall. The only thing I'll need you to do is to add more details to the expenditures list. We like to have every office supply itemized.
Oh, okay, sure. I'll work on getting those details this afternoon. It would be helpful to see how it was done in the past. Is there an example of a report that I can look at?
You should talk to Emiko. She can give you a copy of last month's report.
Number 32. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 33. What does the man request? Number 34. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Batra, how does the stage look to you? Is the piano in the right place?
The stage arrangement is fine, but can we make sure that there'll be enough background lighting? I want all the members of my band to be visible.
Of course, but I'd rather do it when the rest of your band is here so I can be sure the lighting is right.
Okay, I'm meeting them for lunch, and then we're coming back here to rehearse together this afternoon. We'll see you then.
Number 35. Who most likely is the woman? Number 36. What does the woman ask about? Number 37. What does the man say he would prefer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Bob. I received your email about the software training at 2 p.m. this Friday, but I have to meet with the marketing director of J. Alderman & Sons at that time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I completely forgot that you had a client meeting. How long do you think it'll take?
Probably 30 to 45 minutes. I have to review a contract with him. Is there any way that you could start the training later in the day?
Unfortunately, the rest of the team isn't free after 3 p.m., but if it's okay with you, I can just email you the training documents to look over on your own. Contact me next week if you have any questions.
Number 38. What is the problem? Number 39. What does the woman inquire about? Number 40. What does the man say he will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Okay, Mr. Patel. Did the doctor want you to make another appointment?
Yes, but I'll have to check my work calendar.
You can now make appointments on our website if you have an account. Just log on and view available times online.
Great. How do I sign up for an account?
Colin handles all registrations. Colin, can you help Mr. Patel set up a patient account on our website?
Certainly. If you have a smartphone, we can do it now. Or I can give you a handout with instructions to set up your account later.
I'll set it up later.
Okay, here's the handout. Please call with any questions.
Number 41. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 42. According to the woman, why should Mr. Patel open an account? Number 43. What does Colin give to Mr. Patel? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Mina, I was thinking about our travel plans for the industry conference we're going to in Boston. It's only 2 weeks away.
Well, the three of us are all taking the same flight, so maybe we could ride together from the office to the airport. But we'll be gone for several days, so the cost of parking would really add up.
True. You know, I think it's $20 to take a taxi.
That's a possibility. Let's ask Martin what he thinks.
Number 44. What does the man say will take place in 2 weeks? Number 45. What does the woman say she is concerned about? Number 46. Why does the man say,
it's $20 to take a taxi?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Sam, Mr. Kim just called about his order. He wants us to double the number of uniforms we're making for his hotel staff.
That's great news. Has the deadline changed also?
Actually, he still wants the order to be finished by the 1st of May.
That's a problem. There's no way we can make so many uniforms that quickly.
How about we hire some part-time tailors to help with this extra work?
Good idea. Can you get a list of names for me?
Number 47. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 48. What problem does the man mention? Number 49. How will the speaker solve the problem? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, ma'am. Thanks for shopping at Fresh Made Supermarket. Do you have one of our loyalty cards?
Yes, but I forgot to bring it today.
Unfortunately, I can't look up your phone number because our computer system isn't working, so I can't give you a discount today.
Okay, I understand. Oh, and I took this bottle of soy sauce from the shelf, but I don't want to buy it now.
That's fine. I know where it belongs. Now, will you be paying with cash or credit?
Number 50. What has the woman forgotten to bring? Number 51. What problem does the man mention? Number 52. What does the man imply when he says,
I know where it belongs.
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Tanaka. Welcome to Bike Solutions Consulting. When I heard that a representative from the Burrville City Council wanted to meet, I was very excited.
Well, we know your company helps cities set up their bike share programs, and Burrville wants to set one up too.
That's great news. What are your goals for your program?
We want to encourage our residents to exercise, as well as to reduce car traffic. But it's going to be a challenge convincing people to participate.
We'll handle that. When cities partner with us, part of the service we provide is an advertising campaign. We'll produce television and radio commercials that will encourage community members to use the bikes.
Number 53. Who most likely is the man? Number 54. What are the speakers discussing? Number 55. What does the woman say is part of the service her company provides? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks for stopping by, Vincent and Sanjay. The board of directors decided to purchase new security cameras, so someone from Menovar Technologies is coming tomorrow to deliver and install them.
It'll be good to have the latest equipment.
I agree. So, Vincent, I'll need some of your maintenance department staff to help with the installation.
No problem. I'll send two people over to assist.
Thanks.
Will there be a training session for my security personnel to use the new camera system?
Yes, Sanjay. Menovar Technologies suggested next Monday for the training. Is that okay for your team?
Sure. How about 10 o'clock?
I'll email Menovar right away to see if that works for them.
Number 56. What is the woman announcing? Number 57. What is being arranged for next week? Number 58. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for agreeing to meet me for this interview. The readers of Auto World magazine are eager to hear about your company's plans for a new car manufacturing plant.
Yes, we'll be opening a facility in Indonesia soon. We currently have two plants in this country, so we're looking forward to expanding our production capabilities overseas.
I see. And when will the first cars be built in that factory?
That's a good question. Right now we're planning on December.
Number 59. Who most likely is the woman? Number 60. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 61. According to the man, what will happen in December? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and product list.
Hi, Raymond. It's Marta Dunmore. I'm calling about the wood options we discussed for my new kitchen floor.
Great. What did you decide?
Well, I thought about choosing the dark pine, but then I took the samples you gave me into the kitchen and looked at them carefully. I decided the pattern on the oak will look best.
Oak is a great choice. It's harder than pine, so it's a good value. And the light color of the ash and maple don't really match your kitchen.
Okay, great. When can you start the installation?
I'll have to check my calendar when I get back to the office. Can I give you a call later?
Number 62. How did the woman reach her decision? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which product did the woman choose? Number 64. Why does a man need to call back later? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and sign.
I think the restaurant's going to get some nice publicity by being in the community festival this weekend. It'll be a great way to get customers interested in our food.
It's definitely good advertising. Aren't you working the first day of the festival?
Yeah, but if the event gets rained out and is held at a later date, I won't be able to work it because I'll be on holiday. Luckily, the weather this weekend should be warm and sunny, so I plan to be at the festival's opening day. How about you?
I'm not scheduled to work for the restaurant, but I'll be there helping a friend. She has a small jewelry shop and needs a hand with her booth.
Number 65. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 66. Look at the graphic. When will the man work at the festival? Number 67. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Welcome to the Natural History Museum. Can I help you?
Hi. I'm trying to find the special fossils exhibit I saw advertised on TV. Can you tell me how to get to it?
Sure. We're here in the main hall. That's the Bird Hall over there. The fossils are just in the next room, on the other side of Bird Hall. It's a large, well-lit space that we often use for special exhibits. That's where you want to go.
Thanks. Oh, and is my ticket good for special exhibits?
Yes. Everything is included with regular admission at our museum.
Number 68. Why does the woman talk to the man? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Where does the man tell the woman to go? Number 70. What does the man say about the woman's ticket?